traffic and weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Good Wednesday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie here on News Radio 92.3, getting you caught up on everything going on in your world today. That includes local, national, worldwide news, as well as pop culture, entertainment, sports, and of course the weird and wacky and good news that we all love to hear about as well. Hope you've had a wonderful day. Despite 3 days now of heat warnings, we've had another severe heat warning today. We're going to have another one here tomorrow. We topped out, Gracie, this afternoon here at the studio, 97 degrees with a heat index of 114. So that was not fun for many of us here. But things cooling down a little bit. It's what, a crisp 92 now or so?
Yes, with a heat index of 111.
Yeah, so not too bad. And the unlike yesterday, the leaves at the station do appear to be blowing ever so slightly. That was not the case yesterday.
I think that's so being generous,
we
too.
Are getting, we are improving. Starting with our top three stories here today, weather causing all sorts of issues around the country, not just here in the Pensacola metro area, but all the way from Arizona, Texas, Alabama, here being hit with these heat advisories, life-threatening conditions that the National Weather Service calls it if you're out working outside for any length of time. Hopefully you are taking care of yourself, staying as hydrated and as cool as you possibly can. Also, at the airports, the big airports in the Northeast ahead of the holiday weekend, coming on the heels of yesterday's issues, we got about 4,500 more flights to today that were either delayed or canceled.
We just spent $400 for a hotel for a night, and now, you know, no hotel vouchers, no, they're not helping with anything.
And America's biggest and busiest airports among the hardest hits in the Northeast. And to complicate matters up in the North, wildfire smoke from Canada is back. Doctors say they've been seeing more and more patients because of it.
Congestion, a persistent cough, chest tightness or difficulty breathing, chronic sinus pressure.
So yesterday, Detroit and Chicago had the worst air quality in the world. Today, Western and Central New York are getting the haze. It's expected to track over to New York City tomorrow. And of course, here at home, we've got the heat index warnings that are in effect. Tomorrow, we're going to have another one, probably Friday as well. And the focus continues on beach safety. Yesterday, we told you about Ryan Mallett, the former Arkansas and NFL quarterback who died over in Destin yesterday. Another in a string of drowning deaths that we have seen along the Gulf Coast, over from Alabama, over to Panama City Beach. Tragic story there. Yellow flags were flying. I know that the day prior, so it was today, Wednesday, so on Monday, of course, we covered that, where over the weekend, double red flyings, and beach safety leaders were saying that there was just really an ignoring, a negligence, whatever you want to call it, of out-of-town guests that are just not paying attention to the warnings. Yesterday was Yellow Flag Day. Of course, if you're local, you know, you'll obviously hear us talk about yellow flags. Don't mean that it's not unsafe, but, you know, it's a yellow flag. Green, it's calm, but again, even green flags, you know, things can come up. So, again, just another tragic death that we're having to talk about here in Northwest Florida. We've also gotten some text in. We certainly appreciate those. There's a heavy police presence, and Gracie, you may see it on the traffic there too in the north end of the county, along Highway 29, Pine Forest area. There was Kingsfield Road, 297, that general area over there. Very heavy police presence. We do know that there was a shooting of some kind. Sheriff's office deputies not involved in that. We did hear reports of multiple Pensacola police officers responding to the scene as well. So we've reached out to all of the agencies to try to find out as much information as we can on that. Again, we have no other information other than it was a shooting that was reported in the north end of the county this afternoon. With that in mind, 4:15 right now, we'll pause for local traffic and weather together, followed by today's history of the Blue Angels.
Well, just as Joe was mentioning on 297, you're still going to see some slowdowns. That is in between Muskogee Road and Kingsfield Road on 297. So just north of Kingsfield Road, they're still seeing slowdowns in both directions right off of Soaring Boulevard. Other than that, we're just seeing some typical afternoon traffic that's going to include some slowdowns and slow patches on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Some slowdowns on Blue Angel right near Lillian Highway. But if you see anything else on the roads causing delays, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111. And for weather, of course, it's still extremely hot throughout Northwest Florida. We have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. That's going to also, we're also having that warning again coming up tomorrow. So sunny skies all throughout this week. Right now it is 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 112. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together. And this history of the Blue Angels is brought to you by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
In 1971, the Blue Angels celebrated their silver anniversary. It had been 25 years since Butch Forrest and his men flew the very first flight demonstration of the Blue Angels. With war raging in Vietnam, the Blue Angels went on a six-week deployment to the Far East. Their crossing of the Pacific Ocean was made possible by air-to-air refueling of the jets. They performed 11 air shows in Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Guam, and the Philippines. Upon their return to the United States, they held a postseason reunion show with the Air Force Thunderbirds at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. Undeniably, the worst year for the Blue Angels was 1973, when accidents plagued the team all season. The troubles began when winter training was interrupted by a mid-air collision of three of the four Diamond demonstration planes at El Centro. Although all three pilots ejected safely, Commander Donald Bentley, who flew the number one jet, was hospitalized with a back injury and could not continue with the Blues. Lieutenant Commander Skip Umstead, who had flown solo for the team from 1970 to 1972, was called back to lead the team. Training was resumed, and soon the Blue Angels were ready to fly. After eight stateside performances, the Blue Angels headed across the Atlantic on a four-week tour of Europe. Their 14 shows were flown throughout England, France, Spain, Italy, Turkey, and Iran. Less than 3 weeks after their return to the United States, an accident would claim a plane, but not the pilot. At a show in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Lieutenant Steve Lambert was flying an inverted pass in his No. 5 jet about 100 feet above the runway. He suddenly lost power, but was able to flip his plane right side up before it hit the ground and bounced off the runway. He ejected moments before the plane burst into flames. 3 weeks later, while performing arrival maneuvers over the flight line in Lakehurst, New Jersey, two planes collided and Lieutenant Commander Umstead was killed along with two other Blue Angels, slot pilot Captain Mike Murphy and crew chief Ronald Thomas. As a result of that accident, the remaining 4 months of the season were canceled. An investigation was launched, and some high-ranking officials were calling for the total abolition of the team. But after several months of deliberation, the decision was made to continue with the Blue Angels, this time as a full Navy squadron. The main reason given was the great importance the Navy placed on the Blue Angels' mission. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
The Blue Angels team says goodbye to the F-4 Phantom, and the Blue Angels squadron says hello to the A-4 Skyhawk in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider.
Are you prepared?
Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits,
you should be 1 week ready.
And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, 423 here on a Wednesday at 94 degrees. Feels like 112, so we are cooling off after we peaked at 97 and about 117 today. So that is a snippet of good news there. A couple quick local news stories here before we get to traffic and weather. Probably wrap up this first half hour with some local stuff as we've got a lot of it going on. So can confirm that it was an officer-involved shooting that took place in Cantonment this afternoon at a home on Durant Lane. This was around 3 o'clock. Again, like we said last segment, multiple agencies out there, Pensacola Police, Escambia Sheriff's Office, FDLE as well. In talking with the Sheriff's Office, they said that it was not their officers that were involved in the shooting, so they would not be the ones to speak on that. So far, no other information is known other than what I just shared there. Earlier this morning, we had a shooting in Santa Rosa County at a home on Bailey Road, and the sheriff's office says that this one is being investigated as a stand your ground case. This happened at around 9:30. Investigators say according to the homeowner, told them that a suspicious person was on their property and this individual proceeded to attack them. That suspicious individual was then shot and taken to a local hospital after deputies arrived. The sheriff's office says the homeowner has cooperated fully and they have forwarded the case onto the state attorney's office for a final review, but as of now, no charges are pending. We'll get more local news coming up right after a check of the roads and weather with Gracie.
Well, we are still seeing some slowdowns on 297 in Cantonment. This is going to be just north of Kingsfield Road with slowdowns in both directions off of Soaring Boulevard. Other than that, we just have some everyday afternoon delays. Of course, if you're leaving Windhaven Beach getting into Navarre on 98, you'll see some slowdowns. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we do still have an excessive heat warning in effect. That's till 7 p.m. this evening. That's going to continue throughout tomorrow with another heat warning. And most likely going to be that on Friday. Right now it's under as a heat watch. But very sunny and very humid. It is 93 right now in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 112. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. We heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves today, and he is hinting at a possible increase in the city's stormwater assessment fees could be coming. He says it's likely not going to be before the next fiscal year starts, which would be on October 1st. But he said that it's definitely something that's come up in the aftermath of the severe weather and the historic amount of rainfall we received earlier this month. Also, the news that we have all been waiting for, the names of the street sweeping fleet.
Oh, yeah.
Formally announced today. Mayor Reeves says there was actually four names that were selected, three winners, and then he used his executive authority to name the fourth on his own. So here was the announcement.
Sweepy McSweepface, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Lightning McLean. Those were our three winners.
Says they got over 6,000 votes after the 12 finalists were announced. And the fourth street sweeper, by the way, he is naming it Dirt Reynolds, a tribute to fellow FSU alum Burt Reynolds. So there you go. Pictures have been posted of the new sweepers on our News Radio Facebook page. You can check those out. They were wrapped and ready to go. So pretty cool artwork with the street sweepers there. So well done to all those. Congratulations. I have no idea who made the announcement or who made the nominations for the three finalists, but to be able to sift through well over 1,200 names and to get one of those three, I mean, Sweepy McSweetface was going to be one after Bodie McBoatface.
Yeah.
So that one was fairly easy, but the other two, that's a good effort, whoever came up with those names. Some quick state headlines here before we get to our Fox News update. We've got a couple of more disturbances out in the Atlantic located off Bermuda. The closest one is about 400 miles away from the mainland. Currently has a 0% chance of development. The other, the National Hurricane Center, is giving a 20% chance of development. That's about 400 miles south-southeast of Bermuda. Attorney General Ashley Moody asking the state Supreme Court to reject a ballot initiative legalizing recreational marijuana in the Sunshine State. It's already gotten enough signatures to go on the ballot, but she's asking the Supreme Court to reject it because language in the proposed amendment is misleading to voters in several key aspects, according to the Attorney General. Good news if you're a state employee. Governor DeSantis declaring July 3rd as an additional holiday for state workers. Wants to give employees an extra time off to enjoy Freedom Summer with a four-day weekend. AI could help keep schools safer in Leon County. The school district there approving a $30,000 contract with a company called Zero Eyes. The company uses AI and security cameras to detect guns and alert schools and law enforcement officers. The technology will be implemented at 5 high schools in August. Weird one in Daytona Beach. Police officers being investigated after allegedly using some unusual techniques to discipline their toddler. The Florida DCF says a 3-year-old child struggling with potty training was brought to the public safety department and put in jail on back-to-back days. On the second day, he was even handcuffed. It's not known if the child's parents, Michael Schonbrod and Sergeant Jessica Long, faced discipline from the city.
But, what the heck?
We'll see if that's traumatizing or if it works out well, but Yeah, pretty weird one.
Intense.
There. 4:30, Fox News Update coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Rich Dennison. President Biden in Chicago today promoting his current and future economic policies, saying his work on the economy isn't done.
Bringing down inflation remains one of my top priorities. Today, inflation is less than half of what it was a year ago. And that inflation caused by Russia and by the war in Ukraine and by what was going on. But we knew we had to do more.
Republicans have criticized the president's spending policies, saying they've played a role in the country's high inflation. Former President Trump is countersuing writer E. Jean Carroll, who won a $5 million lawsuit against him.
He says the morning after a jury found he'd sexually assaulted her and defamed her, she went on a cable network and lied when she said he raped her. An attorney for Carroll said of Trump's countersuit, he's merely trying to delay being held accountable.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Solid gains for stocks today with the Dow Industrials snapping a six-session skid. That blue chip index... Check that. The blue chips lost ground today. The S&P virtually flat. The NASDAQ, though, did add to yesterday's advance. There you go. While many technology stocks rose for a second day, several chip stocks retreated. The Wall Street Journal reported that the U.S. was weighing new restrictions on AI chip exports to China. NVIDIA, which has been the most prominent beneficiary of the boom in AI-driven computing, saw its shares dip 1.8%. Qualcomm lost 1.9%. A government watchdog says fraud potentially stole more than $200 billion in federal loans intended to help small businesses struggling during the pandemic. The Office of the Inspector General estimates that at least 17% of the $1.2 trillion dispersed by the Small Business Administration may have been ripped off. Fraudsters able to take advantage of these programs. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Is everyone sleeping on the Miami Dolphins? With the Jets and Bills getting most of the headlines in the division, the Dolphins have made major upgrades on the defensive side. They added Vic Fangio as their defensive coordinator, along with Pro Bowlers Jalen Ramsey and David Long. On offense, they're already stacked, and even if Tua Tagovailoa gets hurt, Mike White as a high-end backup should keep the Dolphins' ship afloat. I'm Maggie Gray.
Baseball season's in full swing, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/win to join today. Don't miss your chance to snag a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Go to FanDuel.com/win to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Must be President State. We're lawful to wager 21+ and President Select States. First online real money. Wager only $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-0-STOP Louisiana. GamblingHelpMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit mdgamblinghelp.com in Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. 1-888-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
So close to you right now, it's a force field. I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. If you want to call or text in your thoughts, opinions, questions, always feel free to call or text our hotline, 850-437-1620. Again, 850-437-1620. For traffic and weather, going to get a quick update before we get to our national headlines. Coming up, or in Cantonment, we did have some slowdowns on 97. That is going to continue. That's just north of Kingsfield Road off of Soaring Boulevard. That's in both directions off of 297 in Cantonment. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We have some typical afternoon traffic, but if you see anything else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
That's my bad. Here it is.
Extreme heat is going to be continuing for the next several days. We've got alerts in effect, whether it's an excessive heat warning or a heat advisory. Either way, it's dangerous heat across the area. High temps will max in the mid-90s, but those heat indices or heat index values feels like temperatures could be up around 110 to 115. Sunny skies and not much of a chance for any rain to pop up. This will take us right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We still have some hot weather ahead of us this week. And right now it's 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 112. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And if you're just joining us, the reason for all those slowdowns on 97 is there was an officer-involved shooting about an hour and 20 minutes ago or so. Multiple agencies responding to this, including Pensacola Police. We don't have any other information other than it was at a home on Durant Lane just off of Highway 97 at around 3 o'clock. So Pensacola Police there, the Escambia Sheriff's Office, and FDLE also on scene. As soon as we know more information, we will certainly pass that along to you. Looking at some national headlines today, we'll start in Chicago, where President Biden gave a big speech on Bidenomics.
This vision is a fundamental break from the economic theory that has failed America's middle class for decades now. It's called trickle-down economics.
And he says his policies to grow the economy are working. The U.S. now has the highest economic growth among world economies since the pandemic. His administration has prioritized investments in infrastructure and domestic manufacturing.
And the United States is announcing another $500 million weapons package for Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that they're going to be sending weapons, equipment, and armed vehicles to replenish those that were lost in battle. The news comes the same day as the Pentagon stressed that the U.S. played no part in the recent mercenary rebellion against Russia.
Daniel Penny pleading not guilty in New York court today. The charges against him in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely.
All the evidence is that we've seen is that our client acted reasonably under the circumstances and that he was justified in the actions he took.
His defense attorney there, the Marine veteran, was seen on video using the chokehold on the subway to, in his words, restrain Jordan Neely, who was out of control and threatening people.
A judge is granting a motion to delay Jordan Vandersloot's trial date. The Dutch national is accusing of escorting the mother of Natalie Holloway, the American teen who disappeared on a trip in Aruba that happened in 2005. The trial date is going to be set to a later date.
Also, debris of the Titan submersible is now in Canada. The ship carrying pieces of wreckage returned to port this morning. A crane offloaded the debris that looked to include the nose of the Titan. Investigators from both the U.S. and Canada are using the pieces to try to determine what caused the submersible to implode.
And President Biden is mocking an Alabama Senator, Tommy Tuberville, who was appraising funding for his state that he actually voted against. He celebrated an announcement that his state will have $1.4 billion to improve broadband in his state. He was among dozens of Republican senators who voted against the president's bill.
Pretty interesting one there.
Yeah.
Celebrating that and then say, oh, wait, nope, you actually voted against it. But probably not the first time that that's ever happened in our nation's history, for
yeah.
sure. Looking at some sports headlines, we've got the future stars of the NHL. We'll hear their names called at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville for the 2023 draft. It starts at 6 o'clock, ESPN covering it. The Chicago Blackhawks holding the first overall pick. They will take Connor Bedard. The Braves played earlier today. They beat the Twins 3-0. Later on tonight, the Rays continuing their series in Arizona. Its first pitch with the Diamondbacks starts at 8:40, and the Marlins and Red Sox start at 6:10 from Fenway Park. ESPN's Adam Schefter says the suspensions are coming soon for multiple players with alleged gambling violations. That would include the Colts' Isaiah Rodgers, who's expected to receive a season-long ban for betting on NFL games. Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Simone Biles is returning to competition. The four-time gold medal winner will take part in the U.S. Classic in Illinois in August. It'll be her first competitive event since the Tokyo Games back in 2021 when she withdrew from the team finals and individual all-around competition to focus on her mental health. Leonard Fournette says he avoided a scary situation after his SUV caught fire while he was driving in Tampa. Shared a video on his social media accounts of his charred car on the side of the freeway. Says he's blessed to not be hurt. It was charred, like very charred. It was not like a small fire that he was able to poof out. It was pretty massive fire there. Some health, business, and science headlines today. People are already calling up hotels in the far northeast to prepare for next year's total solar eclipse. On April 8th of next year, portions of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada will go dark during the midday. And for areas that'll be within the path of totality, that means a lot of extra residents for the day. The path is going to be about 115 miles wide, crossing 13 states, eastern Canada as well. In some locations, the moon will be completely covering the sun for 3 minutes and 20 seconds. After next year, you'll have to wait until August of 2024. Gracie, on a scale of 1 to 10, your desire to make a trek to a town in the path of totality for 3 minutes and 20 seconds of the solar eclipse.
That is going to be a little bit low on the list of things I'm going to want to do, especially if I'm taking time to go on a trip.
If Pensacola was in the path of totality, you'd be all in, taking time out to view the eclipse.
I would step outside, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I'm not that don't know, stuck up about it. But Pepsi is going to be releasing their first ever condiment this week.
Yeah, I saw that.
The 4th of July, it's going to be on the 4th of July at select ballparks, and Pepsi is going to debut its new soda-infused ketchup, Barf-O-Rama.
Say what?
It's going to be called, is it Pepsi Cola Chup? Like,
yeah, I think that's right. Pepsi Cola Chup. Yep.
Yeah. The name sounds great. Sounds delicious. Well, they're teaming up with several teams, including the Yankees, the Diamondbacks, the Tigers. They're going to offer fans their first taste of the new creation.
I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
More Americans believe the pandemic is over. A new Gallup poll shows 64% of respondents say the COVID pandemic is over. In February, 49% said the same.
And the 4th of July barbecues might cost a little bit less this year. Families are planning for the 4th can expect to pay on average $67.73 for a party of 10. That's down 3% from last year's record high.
And last one here before we get to traffic and weather. Costco is looking to crack down on membership sharing. The wholesale retailer is going to start asking for photo IDs at its self-checkout kiosks. Business Insider says Costco has seen a jump in shoppers using membership cards that belong to friends, family, or coworkers at the self-checkout stations. I know we don't have a Costco. I would be curious to know, Gracie, if you have a Sam's Club membership, or what are, I guess, membership stores wholesale stores around here, if they have something like that already in place. You can let us know as well, 850-437-1620.
Getting a quick look at traffic and weather together, just north of Kingsfield Road on 97. We do have some slowdowns. That's due to the police presence that's right there. So that's in both directions, just north of Kingsfield Road and Cantonment. Other than that, I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. Typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. Still really hot here in Pensacola. It's we do have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. this evening, as well as another excessive heat warning for tomorrow. So just keep that in mind, and really no chances of rain all week. It is 93 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 112. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together. I don't have a membership to Costco, even though we don't have one, BJ's or Sam's, but my parents do, and I'm always like, oh, I should like get their account. So hopefully they don't crack down at the other places.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know. I mean, I don't have any membership to either BJ's or Sam's, so I don't know what their procedures are there. So I saw this one, and it kind of irritated me here. Obviously, we're dealing with the sweltering heat wave, and so both Florida Power & Light and Alabama Power are offering tips to help keep your home cool while helping you save money. And utility officials say that the most energy efficient setting is 78 degrees in cooling mode. And when you're not home, you should bump that up to 82 degrees and also make sure that your phone's off. If your home is ever at 78 degrees, when you're home, never invite me over.
Like that ever. Has to be a prank. Could you imagine at night, 78 degrees?
I am a firm nothing above 72.
I need my house cold.
I will pay the extra $7 a month for that. But no, that is absolutely ridiculous. If you subscribe to this, I would love to hear from you and let me know how you put up with this, because I cannot fathom a thermostat set at 78 degrees. 850-437-1620 is the number. If you have your thermostat when you're at home set to 78 degrees, how are you alive?
Yeah. Do you freeze your pajamas before you go to bed? Let me know.
It's called a terrarium, not a home. That's what that is.
Oh, gosh. This one's kind of funny, too. Humans use baby talk when speaking to their children, but a new research says that dolphins do that, too. Research shows that dolphin mamas use their special voice with their offspring, just like humans do. And this study came from Sarasota, Florida. When dolphins call on their young, it's a higher pitch, more gentle, and more song-singy and musical vibe.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
I like it.
Yeah. I've become a connoisseur in baby talk over the last 3 months.
So this is
speaking my language right here.
I'm glad you snap out of it before work.
Yeah. 4:50 on News Radio 92.3. We'll take a break, come back with a look at some pop culture notes, and finishing, as always, with some wacky and weird stuff and some good news on a Wednesday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Cannell & Company is locally owned and operated, and now celebrating 40-plus years in business, selling homes to the kids and grandkids of people they've worked with during those years. Whether you're buying or selling, Cannell & Company has the marketing savvy to get the job done with no add-on costs and never a franchise or an administration fee. Cannell & Company, friendly, dedicated, full-time realtors. 2017 Airport Road. Like them on Facebook.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 4:52 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Thank you for joining us here today. Got a couple of texts. Last segment, we were talking about what Florida Power and Light and Alabama Power says is the optimum thermostat level if you want to both stay cool and have your optimal savings. One person says anything under 80 degrees is freezing.
I have no words. I wish I felt that way because then my bill would be a lot better. Like 79? It's pretty hot.
Another says, my body acclimates to 78 just fine. That may be hot to some, but it's fine to me. If I'm outside and it's 90 to 100, air conditioning air at 78 is quite cool. I got to tell you, I think that wears off for me after about 8 seconds. I get in, I sit down, and I'm like, oh, it's really hot in here now. But wow, I don't know how.
And I know I already said this, but my thing is like when you're sleeping. Like I get it being a little bit hot or like warmer or whatever when you're, you know, doing stuff around the house. But like I feel like when I'm sleeping, it has to be pretty chilly.
My house is pretty much always set to 71 or 72.
Yeah, mine's when at I'm like 73.
I need it 72 and the fan on, or else I wake up at like 3 a.m. and my t-shirt is just drenched.
Yeah.
So people that are sleeping with 78, 79, 80 degrees, I cannot fathom that. that's shocking to me. All right. There's a new term called menu anxiety. Yesterday, we were talking about this phenomenon that has dominated the conversation on social media about certain types of department stores that people walk in and they just all of a sudden have the overwhelming urge to go to the bathroom. Well, today we're talking about menu anxiety, a new phrase for 30% of us that we get it. It's when you panic at restaurants when everybody's ready to order except you. 41% of people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s get anxious compared to just 15% of people older than that. Gracie, do you get menu anxiety often, or are you pretty efficient at knowing what you want?
Yeah, I'm pretty efficient. I'm not a great orderer, I'll say that. But this does happen. We have like an inside joke in my family. My little sister, Mary Claire, ever since she was little, and now she's like a sophomore in high school, ordering is the cringiest thing at a restaurant because she like doesn't know what to get. And then the waitress is asking her what she wants. And she's like, like, you're like, Mary Claire, just like say it. Like, you want chicken tenders. It's not that hard. So
I have had to really tone down my angst when it comes to ordering because the woman that I married has about a half menu long list of allergies that she has to repeat every time. So my anxiety really has nothing to do with selecting the food. It's making sure that they get all of the allergies right and don't have to remake stuff. But it happens way too much.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I personally don't have it, but I can see how this is an issue. I've witnessed this issue with family members. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get back to some pop culture news and some good news to end off this hour. We have a little bit some slowdowns on I-10, just some typical afternoon congestion as you are going towards Pine Forest right near the 29 exit. So expect some slowdowns there. And we still have delays on Highway 97 in Cantonment. That is due to some police presence in the area. Both directions on 97 just north of Kingsfield Road is going to show some slowdowns. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111 for weather. We still have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. tonight, and another one in effect for tomorrow. 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 83 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 112. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some weird and wacky stuff going around the world today, an employee at a Taco Bell in Texas was arrested after he pulled a gun on a customer.
The victim had pulled up and was in the process fixing a place to-go order, and got a phone call and decided to cancel the order.
So that was it. It was a canceled order that led to an argument, and cops say that after the order was canceled, 18-year-old Brian Carranza yelled at the customer and then pulled a gun from his waistband. He also accused of running after the car while the customer was in the parking lot calling 911. Probably not employed today.
Oh, goodness. Well, another weird one out of Minnesota, a 19-year-old arrested following an unprovoked Skittles attack. That's right. He just started beaming people with Skittles at a restaurant. Tristan didn't even order any food. He just walked in and started, like, hitting people with the candies. So,
all right.
Tristan needs some help.
There you go. A former police chief in Maryland would hold on to the smallest of grudges, and for those that he had a problem with, he'd use gasoline to set their cars, garages, or even homes on fire. 71-year-old David Crawford was convicted on over a dozen charges this week and sentenced to two consecutive life terms in prison plus 75 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we need some good news after hearing the stories of the nut jobs. Some good news out of Minnesota. A guy in Minnesota flipped his car on Friday and collapsed it on some train tracks about a mile away. But thanks to a drone, his life was saved. When cops realized that the car was empty, they used the drone to scan the area. The train was only 2 miles away, but thankfully it stopped in time.
Family in Rhode Island building a special relationship with their next door neighbor, Wilson and Shireen Carabello, say 6 months before they moved in, their 82-year-old neighbor, Paul, lost his wife and was living alone. They initially met when he asked if they needed a ladder to help fix their garage, and now he's the kid's honorary grandpa, comes by every day to hang out with the family, and they even celebrated Father's Day with him as well. Pretty cool story there.
Love it.
850-437-1620 is the number. Way too many people in Pensacola love living their lives in just torture. Thermostats at 78, 79, 80 degrees. People are nuts. It's 5 o'clock, Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. Brett Kearney on the scene in Cantonment. He'll have an update on the officer-involved shooting. We'll be following that for more information. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Silent killer threatening swimmers in the Gulf. Just this month, 11 people have drowned along the beaches from Fort Morgan.